Street, Paul. The town of St. Paul demonstrated commitment to its attempt to enhance the community by receiving formal commendation from Communities in Bloom, CIB. CIB is a Canadian nonprofit organization encouraging communities to enhance the environment and quality of life. During a 2022 national and international symposium and awards ceremony in Victoria, BC on October 22, the town of St. Paul received a rating of 4 blooms in the national, up to 6,000 population, category, according to a CIB press release. The 28th edition of CIB's National and International Awards Ceremonies honored municipalities across Canada, the United States, Belgium, Ireland, Italy, and Slovenia. Penny Fox, president of St. Paul Champions for Change, explained that receiving 4 blooms out of 5 means, "We've done a pretty good job at improving the town." Among the plethora of categories evaluated by CIB before rating a municipality include environmental action, community appearance, and landscape. She also said that receiving the positive rating means, "We're almost there and that with some more effort, we can get to 5 blooms, in addition to potentially winning nationally as well." "We're doing this for a number of reasons," said Fox, speaking to why the community became involved with CIB. "First of all, we're doing this because all of us want to improve the town. We all live, work, and play here in St. Paul," she said, adding, "It's the same reason Champions for Change was created." According to Fox, while receiving 4 blooms is exciting, joining the annual CIB competition is just one tool utilized by Champions of Change and its CIB subcommittee to improve the community. Fox explained that after evaluations, CIB gives recommendations the town can use to improve itself further. "Now, do we do them all?" said Fox, referring to the recommendations. "No, because some of them we just can't afford or can't do for whatever reason," she said, "but we certainly look at all of them." The recommendations given by CIB can be used to build on projects and initiatives moving forward, which may also include changing or updating bylaws, or even the types of trees that are grown. Volunteer engagement is also a part of CIB's criteria when evaluating communities, according to Fox, explaining that healthier communities have volunteers in it. She explained volunteer engagement is what makes each community special, because every volunteer brings a different set of skills, different passions, and a different lens to their community. St. Paul Community Garden Society. David Robinson, chair of the St. Paul Community Garden Society, is among the volunteers Fox credits for some of the work being done in the community. Community garden members tend garden plots located behind the town hall, along with other gardens in town. Fox said the town's community garden was featured in the CIB competition, and one of the judges told us that this is the best community garden she has seen in all of Canada. Robinson says there are about 60 to 70 volunteers who are part of the society, working on plots located in St. Paul, plots located near the town's transfer station, and garden boxes at local senior lodges. "We have a composting greenhouse project plus a separate greenhouse, and the judges were very impressed," said Robinson. "Tending to the gardens in the community would not be possible without the tremendous support from various organizations and businesses." Winter Life Award. In addition to receiving the 4 blooms rating, Fox said the town also won the Winter Life Award, which is an outstanding achievement award, sponsored by Municipal World magazine. According to CIB's website, the objective of the Winter Life Award is to recognize efforts and involvement in projects and initiatives which engage the community with indoor and outdoor activities from November through March. Fox said the award reflects that we have fun year-round in St. Paul, and it's not just about the summer when CIB comes to evaluate the town. "It's all of the things that all of our organizations do all year-round," said Fox.